Yeah, Alexa, it took you guys a little while to get your second win last year to get it game two this year. Mm-hmm. Just how's it feeling right now?
It definitely feels way better than it did last year, that's for sure. Last year was a little rough, but I think every year and just every game we want to look to improve like our non-con record, and I think that's a really big goal for us.
And for you, that's second half, you just kind of exploded there. Just what were you feeling out there?
You know, if it goes in, it goes in. My teammates and my coaches are really encouraging just to shoot it when I'm open, and sometimes I don't do that, and so they're always telling me to do that, and it gives me confidence to shoot it.
Ellie, that's not a bad – it was your first start as a Lady Bear?
It was my first start as a Lady Bear.
Not a bad first start for you. Just what were you feeling? When's the last – I'm sure you hit 6 threes in high school at some point.
Yeah. Well, my record in high school was 11, so I got a ways to go. But, no, I had to step up big for my team tonight with Bryce obviously out. So I was just going to go out, play hard, and do whatever it took to get the W tonight. But credit to my teammates. They found me when I was open, kept encouraging me to shoot it. And, we got the win. We can build upon it, definitely. And now we got to look ahead to our next opponent for Sunday.
Could you tell on most of those three-pointers when you released it, did you have a good feeling about most
of them? You know, shooters shoot, and I'm a shooter. And I have the confidence and the mentality that, every shot that I take is going to go in. Obviously, I missed a few here and there. But, yeah, every time I release it, I think it's going to go in.
Alexa, how important was it for you to just get off to a good start tonight?
I think a good start's always really important, It kind of sets the tone for the game. And so I think us coming out there and kind of setting the pace for the game was really big for us. And I think that's what we want to do every game, We want to set that up-tempo speed.
And dominating in the paint, that's obviously –
Oh, yeah, that's always a big goal for us. I mean, we are definitely taller. We want to use our length, and we have some great posts in Jazz and M and Abby and just the whole bench. We are solid on the inside, so we always want to take advantage of that.
You guys kind of decide, as hot as both you two were there in the third quarter, second half, how do you guys kind of decide who's getting it at that point?
Who's ever open.
If you're open, you shoot the ball. We get on each other a lot. We have a lot of great shooters on the team, and if you're not shooting the ball, then you're in trouble you got to have that mentality that every shot is going to go in. And we're a pretty deep team, so if you're open, you better shoot the ball, or you'll be hearing it from your teammates and the coaches.
Question for both of you: what goals do you guys have set as a team as you go forward in just the W and IT?
I think just to go out every game looking to compete and looking to get better every possession and every whoever we play, it's going to matter who we play, but we just really want to better ourselves and execute the game plan that the coaches give us. I think that's the biggest thing, is executing whatever plan they give us.
Mm-hmm. Going off of Willie, obviously every game we want to build upon it, learn from our mistakes, continue to get better. But if we're in a tournament, we might as well win it, So I think that's the mentality we have to have, is to go as far as we can get and just win.
You guys know your travel itinerary right now? It just seems kind of...
not good.
It's not looking too good. We have to be at the queue tomorrow at 3:45 in the morning.
So how the game's looking right now.
We're looking forward
to that.
So Boise State, Sunday afternoon, I guess? Or?
Yeah, I think Boise Sunday. I don't know what time exactly, but we're going to have a fun travel day.
Do you guys sleep here, or how do you guys manage the rest of tonight?
Well, I still haven't packed, so I was a little behind, but go back, shower, pack, come back to the queue.
Back at it.
Yeah.
You all have something special going on the road, carried over from last season.
Yeah.
Of course, the big win earlier this week in Minnesota, but what is the mentality that you all have when you're on the road that makes you so successful?
I think of a lot to do with it. It's just our confidence, We trust in the trust I think we have in each other, that whoever's out in the court we know is going to bring it. And just the coaches really feed us confidence and let us know that if we execute their game plan and follow through with everything that they tell us to do, that we have a pretty good chance of winning.
I don't know if you guys feel it right now, but the way it looks for us, it just looks like that team that went on its special run last year. Are you guys feeling that within yourselves right now, just to get a good start at Minnesota and now tonight?
Well, I think every year is different, that's for sure, so I don't want to compare because that's not good. But I think definitely this team is special, and we have a lot of depth again, which is great, and I think that's always going to be a strength for us. And I just think we have all the pieces. We just need to put it together and see what we can make happen.
And going off of what Willie said, it helps that we have the experience and we know, you know, what it's going to take to get back there again.
We know we can do it.
And, oh, for sure. And it, we want to feel that again. And, okay, yeah, we made it to the Sweet 16. It's a new year. We got to keep moving forward, but we want to get back there and move even further ahead. So I think this team, there's a lot of excitement around it, and we just got to keep working hard and, yeah.
Moving forward.
Yeah.